Please join me as we pledge allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ooh!
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you for being a part of Benson Grove Baptist Church's Veterans Day Celebration 2019. Before we go any further, please give a hand to Ms. Berlin Unger, who served as our, I guess you could say, our that person in the parade, the marshal. That was her, and she did a fantastic job. At this time, I know the folks behind me are probably ready to sit down, and so we're going to recognize them and go ahead and let them have a seat. And so at this time, I'm going to ask each one to come up and share something about themselves. I told them in the foyer, whatever you want to say will be fine. I will start. My name is Lynetta Lockhart. I served in the United States Navy from 1992 to 1994. I went in specifically to get help with education, and so I used every dime they would give me, and I got educated. I tell people I did what I set out to do, and so today I got a little education, and I'm thankful for that. So let's start with Clinton's going to go next.
Clint Unger, Army, 15 years.
My name is Angela Gilbert. I was in the service for 18 months. I was stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky with the 101st Airborne Division. I was known as a mortuary affairs specialist, which you go and gather remains and their special effects. And I'm glad I did it.
Anthony Elkins, and I served in the U.S. Army. Thank you.
Sam Dixon, retired U.S. Navy, served aboard a tanker, refrigeration ship, and four destroyers. Thank you.
Thank you. Keith Langan, United States Army, August of 68 to May of 71.
Corbett Barefoot, served in the U.S. Army in 1953 to 1955, the Korean War.
My name's Ray Upchurch, and I'm stationed at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and I'm here now. Thank you very much. Bye.
My name is Ronnie Johnson. I was in the United States Army, 1966 to 1970. I was in the Army, U.S. Army Security Agency, worked at the Training Center and School Headquarters, Fort Devens, Massachusetts. And all people in the United States Army Security Agency had to hold a top secret and cryptographic clearance, one of the highest clearances in the U.S. government. Thank you.
My name is Thomas Jackson. I served from 1956 to 1958 in the Army.
I'm Larry McLam. I served in the United States Army from 1965 to 1968. I was stationed in Fort Stewart, Georgia, and also Berlin, Germany.
My name is Robert Boyette. I served in the infantry in the United States Army and the Army National Guard from 1985 to 2015.
I'm Doug Walter. I served in the U.S. Air Force from 1987 to 91, active duty, and then from 91 to 99 and as IMA reservist.
Mitchell Barber served in the Army National Guard. Basic training, Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
I'm T.G. Ennis. I served in the Army National Guard for 9 years.
Rick Davis, Army National Guard, 12 years.
Sarah Brown, U.S. Navy, currently serving the CB Construction Battalion out of Gulfport, Mississippi.
Barbara Langdon, 13 years in the National Guard.
Erskine Barber, United States Navy.
John Burton, United States Marine Corps.
So again, I want to welcome everyone. I could not do this by myself. There were a lot of people involved in this, and I get comments from people, but honestly, mostly, I just show up, and I think of a few ideas. And so a lot of people came through and helped. And so if you were a part of this in any way at all, I would like for you to stand, please. Thank you. In light of the events of the past week, there were a few hiccups in the road about midweek, and so I would be amiss if I didn't mention this particular person. Life happens, and so we have to roll with it. So Wednesday night, Chris and I were watching the service online and, you know, learned about the delay of our friends in Israel. And so, of course, my heart is burdened by that above all, and Preacher Billy and Miss Regina. And so certainly we've been keeping them in prayer. And then the other side of Lynetta went into Veterans Day mode and said, okay, who can I ask to help? Brad and I had talked previously before he left for Israel, and we pretty much had it planned because I didn't want him to be burdened when he got back. But at this point, I needed help. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, who can I ask? And this person was almost immediately the one that came to my mind. So I reached out to Trudy and said, do you have a cell phone? And by the way, I now have several more people's cell phones, so I'm so excited because I had to ask a lot of people this morning to be here and be a part of it. So I text him without hesitation, what do you need me to do? And before I could even text him back, because my mind was going in 15 million directions, he called me. And so when Danny Wood called, it was okay. And he stepped in, and the next 2 days we texted back and forth, and we met here Friday night, and truly him and Matthew really came through. And I think Brad would agree that they were a true blessing for me and for this event. And so, Danny, thank you. And thank you to everybody that helped. I don't want to name people. I told myself this morning, don't start naming people. You know you won't ever remember. So I know there were a lot of people that helped, that brought items, that brought food. Thank you, because everybody that helped yesterday will tell you, I kept saying, are we going to have enough food? Are we going to have enough food? So I think we'll be okay. So I'm really appreciative of that. So again, thank you all very much for making my life a little easier the past week. I appreciate it. So at this time, we're going to sing together. If you would please stand. We're going to sing God Bless America.
Let's sing. God bless America.
Prairie, to the ocean, white with gold.
again this week, I got a message from Justin. And he shared with me that the youth had written thank you notes to the veterans and wanted to share those with you this morning. And so my first thought was, when? During the ceremony. But I told him, I said, I'm going to make a special time for that, because to me, that says a lot. The youth of America, I think we would all agree, goes through many challenges. And so to know that they were willing to recognize myself and everyone you saw stand on this stage and everybody around the world, because today we're free because of people like these people and people that are doing it right now as we speak. So Justin is going to share this time.
Thank you guys so much. I was trying to get some word to youth up here, but they're kind of afraid of audiences. So I'm going to read a few, and they're going to read a few of them also. And some are really short. So, but thank you guys for your service, and also be part of this service to honor you guys. I'm going to start. Thank you for your service. May God bless you, from Benson Grove Baptist Youth. Okay, thank you so much for your service and all you've done for the nation, community, and me. I'm not sure what you've done or where have you been to get to this moment, but thank you for all the small things and big things we don't see or understand. I'm so glad I live in a country that people like you are willing to protect. You're appreciated more than you know. Thanks again. Sincerely, Jesse. And this other one, so we had middle school, high school, and college write some of these. So this says, dear veteran, thank you for your service to us. And there's some animals on there. I don't know if y'all can see, but thank you, guys. Better artwork to me.
Thank you for your service. It's humbling to know that there are people who were and still are willing to protect us. You may not hear this as much as you need to, but please know this. You are my hero, and I will always be thankful for you. Thank you for your service, Luke. For active military, thank you for your service. Sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you for standing up and choosing to be the next generation of heroes. I'm not gonna lie, writing this letter was really hard. I have a brother in the military and I miss him a lot. I am beyond proud of him though, and I'm also beyond proud of you too, and I will always be. I want you to know that I pray for you daily. I pray that God gives you the strength, peace of mind, and courage, and safety. My biggest prayer for you is that you will come to know God, even if you don't know him already. God is always there for you, and he won't leave you alone by yourself. He loves you more than you know. Once again, thank you for your service and all you have done. Thank you for being my hero as well. With love, me. Veterans, thank you so much for your service. It's hard to describe the amount of gratitude and respect I have for everyone who is willing to lay down their life, for their neighbors, for everyone at home, for in America, for the people who would burn the flag, for the people and the people who would not care about the fact that someone is laying down their life for them. Thank you for fighting for what you believe in, and we're praying for you. Veterans, thank you so much for all you have done in the past. It means a lot, and we know, and we cannot thank you enough. You will always be remembered for helping out our country and putting your life before us. We love you all, and will always be in our prayers. Dear veterans, thank you for your service and for all you have done. We may not know each other personally, but I am extremely thankful for you. Truthfully, words cannot even begin to explain my appreciation for you. You have sacrificed so much to make sure America remains a free country. You make me proud to be able to say that I am American. I am free today because of your efforts, and I will never be able to thank you enough. Please know that I pray for you every single day. I have been praying for a while now, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. Thank you for your service and for being my heroes.
Thank you for your service. You've done so much for me, even though you may not know me. And I might not know you either, but I love you all the same. I'm very thankful for you. Please know that you are my hero and that I pray for you daily. With love, the Benson Grove Youth. Dear you, thank you for your service. We'll be praying for you. And there's a picture of American flag and some happy faces on that one. And on behalf of the Benson Grove Baptist Youth Group, we just want to say thank you for your service. Thank you for the personal sacrifice you made to make sure we and our country stay safe and protected. We cannot express our gratitude enough. Benson Grove Baptist Youth Group.
Amen. Well, good morning. Brother Roland, you come on. Think he's going to be singing. Let's have our ushers come forward now this time. And we're going to take our morning offering. And Brother Roland's going to sing. Man, it's good to be home. It's good to be home. There's no place like home. Amen. And it's good to see you guys. I was able to talk to Sister Regina and Brother Billy this morning. He's doing much better. I had a little flare-up there on the phone call with diverticulitis, and you continue to pray for him. Hopefully, we're going to get him back by Tuesday, if not a little sooner, but that's the plan right now. But you continue to pray for him. Send him well wishes. I believe you could probably message Regina there on Facebook and so forth, and she is able to get that information, so do that. But continue to pray for you, Pastor, and we want to say thank you to our veterans today. Brother Roland's going to come and sing, but let's ask the Lord to bless this time as we give back to him. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so grateful this morning to God to be in your house this morning, God, to say thank you, God, for all the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us, God, as your children. God, to be humbled to walk in the land, God, where you have put your name, and that name's going to reside there forevermore. And Lord, I'm grateful to know that you still would welcome us to go back and see those things to make your word come alive to us. That humbles my heart even to be here today. God, I'm also grateful to be in this land of the free today. God, we are a blessed people beyond measure. And Lord, sometimes we take that for granted and we continue to, sometimes we'll even complain about the blessings that have been given to us. The other worlds have no comprehension of. Other lands, God, other peoples of this world, God, they just don't know the freedoms and the things that we have here. And God, I pray that we not take that for granted. And one of the things that you've blessed us with is the person who I believe, Lord, has answered the call that you've put upon their heart to serve their country. And God, we thank you for those that are here this morning, for those that have served our country who may not be with us today, but God, are still carrying around burdens upon their heart and in their minds of the things that they've seen, God, while in service. We ask you to continue to touch them. We pray for the families who lost their loved ones, O Heavenly Father, God, while in service. And we pray that you would continue to touch them and guide them and love on them as only you can. God, we thank you for this time in which we're able to give back to you, Lord, of the things that you've richly blessed us with. And God, may we give to you of our offerings and your tithes. And ultimately, Lord, we ask that you multiply them so it's your kingdom that continues to grow. God, may you save to the uttermost in this place today all that will call upon your name. And may you use us to be a witness and a soldier for the cause of Christ. We love you and we praise you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Stands a lady with a torch raised to the sky, and all who see her know she stands. Thank you.
Roland stepped in literally at the last minute to sing that song, and I think it was fantastic. He did an awesome job. Not only that, the message is so powerful. Yes, we have the Statue of Liberty, and we talked about that at school, and we talked about the Constitution the last week or so, but you know, as a Christian, the message of the cross beats anything else. And so my prayer is that God is glorified in everything that's done this morning, and we certainly try to include him, but please don't think that that's not number one in my heart, mind, and soul, that God be glorified this morning. But he's allowed us to be blessed, and that's what we honor the people today. So thank you, Roland. That was fantastic. We wouldn't have veterans if we didn't have families. And so we always want to invite you to come and share about someone in your life, a father, mother, children, friends. So at this time, we ask that you come to this microphone and share what is on your heart.
My dad was with the 82nd Airborne at Fort Bragg for 17 years, but now he is with my Lord and Savior and my mother, and I thank God for him and how much I loved him.
Y'all know me. I posted a picture this morning on Facebook of my dad's medals, and I can tell you after 40-some-odd years, I don't know what all of them are for. I do know that there's two bronze stars and there's three purple hearts that he came back with. And my brother sent me a message and he said he took a picture of it and it showed some of his friends that were in the military and they said, that's a legit hero right there. And I never knew. I just know that I possibly wouldn't have been here to worship with you today had he not made it back. My dad was in the Special Forces in the Army and pretty cool guy. But regardless of what's on that little shadow box or that little frame today, my dad's always been a hero to me and my brother. Without the medals, he always has been. He always will be. But I'm a son of a veteran today. I've got grandfathers that have gone on the glory who served in the Navy. And my dad liked to have been sworn into one branch, and they said, well, we met our quota for today. Why don't you walk over here to the next room and sign up for the Navy during the draft? But I'm grateful to be here today, grateful for all of you that have served, and grateful to be raised in this country, and grateful for the flag that we have here today. I'm grateful to be a Christian as well. And I'm grateful that God allowed us to share the gospel. I'm grateful that we're free, but it's because of people like you. Thank you to our veterans, and thank you to my dad.
Hey, I'm Ashlyn Cashwell. I just wanted to say thank you to my brother, Joey Binion, serving in the United States Navy, and my brother-in-law, Jared Entwistle, who is retired Air Force, and all the other veterans. Thank you so much.
I really didn't want to get up here, but I felt guilty. My dad, J.B. Dale, was in the United States Army, and he served in Korea. I come from a family with a lot of military background. Mama had a brother that was in World War II, and he was MIA for a while, and then she lost a nephew in Vietnam. And like I said, Daddy was in Korea. I said, well, it sounds like my family likes to fight, but that's not it. We like to stand up for what we believe in and support our country. And as I sat out there today, and I didn't want to get up, and I thought about it, and God said, you know what? We are all part of something called God's army. And what's going on in this country now? We all better stand up and give voice to what we believe and what we support, or it's going to be taken away from us.
I just want to say, first of all, thank you, Brother Roland, for that song. It blessed my heart. And I'd like to say thank you to my husband, Billy. He won't ever come up here, but he served in the Army for our United States. And I don't remember the years, I'm sorry. And my stepson, Billy Jr., He was in the Navy, served for 25 years. He's retired. And if he's by chance watching this morning, thank you, Billy Ray. And my grandson currently serving in the Navy. And we never know, you don't ever take it to heart until you hear them say, you know, I had to talk to somebody, because when we shoot these missiles and things and we're killing whomever, you know, that does lay on people's heart. And we never know how it affects them. And when you hear them say that, then you take it, you realize how serious this is. And then also my middle grandson, Jonathan, he is awaiting his orders for the Air Force. So please just remember them in your prayers. And thank you to everyone out there that served. We do appreciate it. We don't show it like we should, but we do appreciate it. Thank you.
My name is Nancy Elkins. My daddy was in the Marines. He would tell me all the things about the things that went on in the Marines. And my husband, Jackie Elkins, he was in the Army. He tried to get in when he was 16 years old, and they found out how old he was, and they sent him back home once he got in. But after he got older, he got into the Army. But I appreciate all our military men and women that's over there fighting for us. And my children also were in the Army, too, and I just appreciate everything that they do for us.
Hi again. My name is Jordan Ault. I would like to recognize my grandfather, John Ault Sr. He was in the U.S. Army, and he is currently with the Lord right now. Also, my father, John Ault Jr., he was in the U.S. Army as well. And my brother, Jeffrey Ault, who is in the U.S. Air Force, currently active.
I'd like to honor my dad, James R. Cox. He was a 20-year veteran of the United States Army. He served from the Korean conflict through 1968, and I'm the Army brat that was never the Army brat. We were all born in different states. That we have three sisters and a brother. And so I've been blessed to stay in one place. But all of my siblings went from state to state. They were stationed in Germany. So people don't realize the sacrifice that our veterans do make. And we just appreciate everything and all the sacrifices that y'all have given all your life.
I'm recognizing my stepfather, Robert Boyette. He's made such a difference in my life, and as a child, I never realized the sacrifices that he made for our country and us. But now that I've gotten older, I'm so thankful for everything that he's done for us. It means so much. Thank y'all.
Anyone else? At this time, Robert Boyette will remember the fallen, and as Robert makes his way from over here, pray for him, because I read this last year and could not get through it, so I volunteered him to do it this year, and so say a prayer for him. Thank you.
Unfortunately, during combat, service members were not always able to return home for the services their fallen comrades who were killed in combat. On the battlefield, a short service is often held where the boots, rifle, and helmet are displayed as a memorial. If you would direct your attention to the right side of the stage, you will see that depiction. Memorial Day is a day to remember those departed comrades who have served their country, and we pray now live in peace where there is no need for war. This too is a special day to remember them and their sacrifices. But today is Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a day to honor the service of those among us who have given much of themselves in the defense of freedom, a special day reserved to celebrate the living. These are two very distinctly different days, both of equal importance, to celebrate and remember all who have served our nation. During both of these holidays, it is custom to remember our service members who are not with us
due to captivity or because they are unaccounted for. They have a special place set aside for each holiday until their proper status is revealed. Those who have served and those currently serving in the uniformed services of the United States are ever mindful that the sweetness of enduring peace has always been tainted by the bitterness of personal sacrifice. We are compelled to never forget that while we enjoy our daily pleasures, there are others who have endured and may still be enduring the agonies of pain and deprivation. This morning, let us take a moment to recognize our prisoners of war and those missing in action. We now call your attention to the small table, which occupies a place of dignity and honor. It is set for one, symbolizing the fact that members of our armed forces are missing from our ranks. They are referred to as POWs and MIAs. We call them comrades. They are unable to be with their loved ones today, so we join together to pay our humble tribute to them and bear witness to their continued absence. This table set for one is small, symbolizing the fragility of one prisoner alone against his oppressors. It is draped in white, symbolizing the purity of their intentions to respond to their country's call to arms. The single red rose in the vase, signifying the blood that may have shed in the sacrifice to ensure the freedom of our beloved United States of America. This rose also reminds us of the family and friends of our missing comrades who keep the faith while awaiting their return. The ribbon on the vase represents the ribbons worn on the lapels of thousands who demand with unyielding determination a proper accounting for our comrades who are not among us today. A slice of lemon on the plate reminds us of their bitter fate. The salt sprinkled in the plate reminds us of the countless fallen tears of families as they wait. The glass is inverted. They cannot toast with us today. The Bible represents the strength gained through faith to sustain those lost from our country, founded as one nation under God. The chair is empty. They are not here. The candle is reminiscent of the light of hope, which lives in our hearts to illuminate their way home, away from their captors. The American flag reminds us that many of them may never return and have paid the supreme sacrifice. Let us pray to the Supreme Commander, our eternal God, that all of our comrades will soon be back within our ranks. Let us remember and never forget their sacrifices. May God forever watch over them and protect them and their families. You are not forgotten as long as one is left in whom your memory remains.
Lynette asked me to sing this song. All of you know it. So if you want to sing along with me, that'll be fine. Because God has truly blessed the United States of America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my God above to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
think about it. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you, defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. He has, folks. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
When I was researching about the branches yesterday, I came across an article. It was like a link, and it said that the oldest survivor of the USS Arizona, who later retired and lived in Massachusetts, had passed away. So their oldest survivor of Pearl Harbor had died Tuesday. And so it had a little bit of information about the person. And it said that he had recounted that morning on December 7th, 1941, he was eating breakfast and he heard what was going on, and he walked out and saw ships being bombed. Well, this morning, I didn't see that. Did you? No. So I thought it was important to share that because there are people that make sure we don't see that. And we don't know what's to come, and no one knows God's plan. But today, we won't see it probably. But they did. And so I think about people like that. And the story of Pearl Harbor and all the wars shouldn't be forgotten. And as a school teacher, I try to interject it in my lessons when we talk about the U.S. Constitution. And I try to explain to them that men and women died for that Constitution and have ever since, because that's the story of America. And so I thought it was really interesting that that person died this week. I think he was like 102. Chris and I talked about it last night, and we said, how many are still living from Pearl Harbor? We couldn't find an accurate number. There can't be many. You're talking 78 years ago. So we have to remember, and that's part of what today is about. I did ask five people to share information about the branches of government. I also posted this information in the foyer. This is a brief history of each one. Obviously, there's a lot more to it, but I know many people don't know a lot about the five branches, and so I told Keith, that's what we're going to do. And so I thank each of you for your willingness to speak. And we're going to start with the U.S. Army. And Chris Batten is going to share some information about that.
June 1775, the Second Continental Congress formed the Continental Army as a means for the 13 unified American colonies to fight the forces of Britain. George Washington was unanimously elected Commander-in-Chief of the fledgling Army, and he would lead the colonies to victory and independence. It is the oldest service of the United States military. Originally formed to protect the freedom of the first 13 colonies, the Army has evolved and grown from this small militia force into the world's premier fighting force. The Army exists to serve the American people, to defend the nation, to protect vital national interests, and to fulfill national military responsibilities. Their mission is to provide the necessary forces and capabilities to the combatant commanders in support of the national security and defense strategies.
The United States Marine Corps, a separate military service within the U.S. Department of the Navy, is charged with the provision of Marine troops for seizure and defense of advanced bases, with conducting operations on land and in the air incidents to naval campaigns. It is also responsible for providing detachments for service abroad certain types of naval vessels, again, as well as security forces for naval shore installations and U.S. diplomatic missions in foreign countries. The Corps specializes in amphibious landings, such as those undertaken in the Japanese-held islands in the Pacific during World War II. The Marines Corps was founded on November 10, 1775, when the Continental Congress ordered two battalions of Marines be raised for service as landing forces with the fleet. Marines have participated in all wars of the United States, being in most instances or among the first to fight. In addition, Marines have executed more than 300 landings on foreign shores and served in every major U.S. naval action since 1775.
On Friday, October 13, 1775, a meeting in Philadelphia took place. The Continental Congress voted to fit out two sailing vessels armed with 10 carriage guns as well as swivel guns, manned by crews of 80, and send them out on a cruise for 3 months to intercept transports carrying munitions and stores to the British Army in America. This was the original legislation out of which the Continental Navy grew, and as such continues constitutes the birth certificate of the Navy. This Continental Navy will grow into an important force much after much political debate and a fortuitous event. Congress would eventually establish a naval committee charged with equipping the fleet. This committee directed the purchasing, outfitting, and manning and operations of the first ships of the new Navy, drafted subsequent and naval legislation, and prepared rules and regulations to govern the Continental Navy's conduct and internal administration.
On August 1, 1907, the U.S. Army Signal Corps established a small aeronautical division to take charge of all matters pertaining to military ballooning, air machines, and all kindred subjects. In early 1913, the 1st Provisional Aero Squadron began flying activities. On December 4th, general orders redesignated the unit as the 1st Aero Squadron, effective December 8th, 1913. The first military unit of the U.S. Army devoted exclusively to aviation, today designated the 1st Reconnaissance Squadron, has remained continuously active since its creation. This squadron became the first air combat unit of the U.S. Army. Meanwhile, Congress created in the Signal Corps an aviation section to replace the aeronautical division. Signed by the President, this bill became law on July 18, 1914. It directed the aviation section to operate and supervise all military aircraft, including balloons and airplanes, and all appliances pertaining to said craft, and signaling apparatus of any kind when installed on said craft. The National Security Act of 1947 became law on July 26, 1947. It created the Department of the Air Force, headed by a Secretary of the Air Force.
The Coast Guard's official history began on the 4th of August, 1790, when the first Congress authorized the construction of 10 vessels to enforce federal tariff and trade laws and to prevent smuggling. Known variously through the 19th and early 20th centuries as the Revenue Marine and the Revenue Cutter Service, the Coast Guard expanded in size and responsibilities as the nation grew. The service received its present name in 1915 under an act of Congress that merged the Revenue Cutter Service with the Life-Saving Service, thereby providing the nation with a single maritime service dedicated to saving life at sea and enforcing the nation's maritime laws. The Coast Guard began to maintain the country's aids to maritime navigation, including operating the nation's lighthouses, when President Franklin Roosevelt ordered the transfer of the lighthouse service to the Coast Guard in 1939. The Coast Guard is one of the oldest organizations of the federal government, and until Congress established the Navy Department in 1798, they served as the nation's only armed force afloat. The Coast Guard has protected the nation throughout this nation's long history and has served proudly in every one of the nation's conflicts. Our national defense responsibilities remain one of our most important functions even today.
Bet you didn't think you were going to learn anything today, but you did, and so we appreciate all of their willingness to help. Thank you. I want to close out this by just saying that we really are a blessed nation. As I shared, just anyone's willingness to go and join, it's a big deal. Chris and I we saw a commercial, and you may have seen it, where the person is in the military and the parent is talking to them. And one particular one is a girl in the Navy, a lady in the Navy. And she's talking, walking around doing her job, and her mom's basically debating, why are you doing this? And she's giving her reasons. And then it shows this same lady in her room, and her and the mom are talking. And so I told Chris the other day, I said, you know, they're really trying to get people to join and recruiting people. It's not the thing that people do automatically anymore. And for some people, it shouldn't be. Although, I've known people that feel like every young person should do 2 years in the military. So just putting that out there. But that's not the case. And so in my heart and mind, we should be even more grateful that about maybe about an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours from here in South Carolina, two different groups are in boot camp. This may be their first day. I remember that. I can't speak for everybody that was on the podium, but I still have boot camp moments. Early in the morning, when it's kind of hot and muggy, it reminds me of Florida in 1992, when we had to stand out in front of the galley and be told not to step on the bright work. There would be no talking, and we would have 15 minutes to enjoy our fine, fine Navy chow. I still remember that. And so today we think on those people that we don't even know, and I thank God for them. I still believe in America.